Okay, today we're doing a little bit of a switch and talking about how to promote your website and set up marketing and all of that kind of stuff. And there's basically a lot of articles that I'm putting up there and suggesting you pick a couple of them or you go searching on your own. Just off the top of your head, how do you think you put up a website up there and now you want to get that website out to the world? How can you do that?
Find a host.
Yeah, you got to find a host and it's up there. So you've got a host and it's up there, but how do you get people to go to your website? There are a gazillion websites out there. How do you get people to go to your website?
Search engine optimization, search engine marketing.
Yes, yes, you definitely want to get into that. I mean, I'm amazed at how many solicitations I get about my website, basically saying, let us help you, you know, reach out to the world with this. Let us help you market this. And, you know, as I've said before, I've got a captive audience, so I don't care that my website, in fact, I would just assume my website not be totally available to everybody. I don't care, but periodically I'll get questions from, China's the one I get the most questions from, interestingly enough. I'll get questions from somebody in China asking a question about something on my website. So clearly they managed to get to it. So you want to do marketing, you want to do all of the ways that the search engines can help you do marketing. And some of them involve paying and some of them don't. But you want to try to get it marketed out there. How else can you go about marketing it?
Grassroots. If it's a specialized field, then you're going to have to kind of hit the grind yourself and kind of push your website out.
That's right. I mean, one of the ways of doing it is to go to a lot of discussion things and a lot of areas where your particular topic is being discussed. And the things that I've read said you should be reasonably subtle about it. You shouldn't go out there and establish the fact, you know, put up a commercial, basically. It's better if you get yourself established at the site, at the discussion board, whatever it is that you're doing, at the blog or whatever, and then come in and say, oh, by the way, I, you know, developed a website, or, you know, try to get a little more subtle and less that you're doing marketing. The other thing is, you know, I don't think you hardly ever see a truck drive down the street anymore without their website painted onto the side of the truck. So they're, you know, doing a lot of advertising that way and doing a lot of advertising by putting things in specialized magazines and things like that. So you're going to do marketing using the non-internet ways as well because you want to try to attract people to you. Okay, and so in promoting your website, and there's just a lot of articles out here. Okay, and you can read about it. This one says, use the links, content promotion, blogging techniques, social media market, paid advertising, all of those things you've kind of just mentioned. And those are the kinds of areas. So you're marketing both on the web, but you're marketing off the web. And trying to get people at your site and get into the discussion boards and get into all of that. And then, you know, get people to go to the discussion boards and say, I just read a cool article on such and such a page. And try to get, you know, help at putting out favorable things about yours. They also talk about the fact that you can make mutual contact to people. So if you're marketing something to do with dog health care or something, you can contact a place that is marketing dog housing and say, I'll put your website on my site if you'll put my website on your site. So that you've got, you know, it when somebody goes to another site, then this will come up and they will point you to their site. And so those kinds of things will help you get it. But if you just put it out there, it's not going to go anywhere unless you've got some way of attracting people to it. And I promise you that the first or second, I don't remember which it is, the first or second question on your final will be to write something about this. So do a little research and be prepared. Your final, as you probably know, as I take home final, and I will post the final 1 week before it's due. Final exams are when?
I don't want to know.
Anyway, yours is the first day of finals, usually. Monday is the first day of finals. And so, and I think that's true this week, but I haven't this month here, and I haven't checked either. So I will post your final the week before it's due. And so you have a week to work on it. Also, that last week of classes, we don't hold classes. Okay, I will be here. It will be an open lab, but we don't do classes. I mean, in fact, we've pretty much finished up everything already. So we're in pretty good shape. So essentially, you can come if you have questions, and otherwise you can stay home and do the final, or it's your choice. Okay, but I put up a group of websites that I found helpful, and so you're talking about promoting your website, marketing your website, making I'm sure that people find your website. Okay. And then I put out a couple of comments about evaluating, which I think is kind of interesting. Web ethics are out there, and then also evaluating, and the colleges, some of the major colleges have good things to look at about how you can evaluate the accuracy of the page, the authority of it. How do you know that a page is a good page, that it's worth taking information from? And Cornell University has this page, which I think is pretty good. And there's a bunch of others. I think Maryland's was pretty good. So they get into how you evaluate whether a web page has reliable information. Okay. So those are things that I want you to take a look at between now and the final. And as I said, there will be a page about marketing out there. Okay, what I really want to do today is have you working more on setting up a website again. And so I'm going to ask you to do one more of those, and then we'll go back and we'll look at the quiz and a few other things that are left. But I think we actually covered most of the things that are there. I've got a few other examples that I will put up for next week, but I want to do one more working on a website. So, what I want you to do this time it really is Monday. Because I didn't open the smart board either. which is fine since I didn't need to take a picture until now. And there's the picture that I want to take. Okay. What I want to do is have you go in and set up a page that is going to have an image on it. And one of the ones that I found, and I will look up the page for you so that you can get some hints, but one of the ones that I found was a bakery that I found at some point, and I thought it was kind of an interesting one. So a bakery or another shop. But the bakery one had, first of all, I want to have an image up here. Okay, and this is going to be an order form. And so you're going to order the type of cake, let's say, was the example that they had. And what I want you to use is I want you to use a drop-down box. This box is radio buttons. Checklists, all of those kinds of things that you can put into a form. So I want you to do the different things with different kinds of boxes. So you want to put in the type of cake, and maybe you're going to have radio buttons for that. Okay, I don't care what you do. Maybe you're going to have a drop-down list for that. Maybe you're going to have different things for that. So the type of cake, and then the type of frosting, and then the size of the cake, and the date of the event, if you're doing it for a particular event, and the decorations, any special decorations you want on the cake. And a lot of these will have prices on them. So you'll put together the prices, and as you're going along, you're going to get the prices. So you're getting the price here, the price here, the price down here on the sides. And so you'll put together the prices, and then you will give the net price of what the cake is going to involve. So you're going to set up a form, and on this one I want it to kind of look nice, have an image. You can have multiple images. You can have the different kinds of boxes that you can put up. So I'm giving you a little time to work on that, and then we're going to go back and look. Did you both get the quiz done? Did you get the quiz done? Okay. Are you having problems with it, or?
No, I just have other work that I don't
want to talk to you. Well, then I'm not sure that I think it might be a better idea if you worked on that now. Because that's kind of why I decided to do this first and then come back to the quiz. So if you have the quiz, do you have it with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't you do that and then save this and do this in a little bit so that we can go over the quiz.
How you doing?
Okay, I'm through.
I'll show you what I did and you can compare it, and then I'm going to talk about it a little later. That would mean finding where I put it. It's not the one I want.
If I lost a flash drive, where would I go to find it?
You can check with the help desk.
Okay.
Or you can check with security.
Okay.
Usually it goes to the help desk.
All right.
Okay. Okay, so you were having problems. How did you calculate something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. You had some trouble showing it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I calculated your average, and then I said your average will become the value of that field. Are you using value?
Yeah.
Calculate the grade. Okay, so take a look at the way I did it and see if that helps you at all. And then, as I said, we're going to go over it in a little bit. You don't need that.
Oh, okay.
Because I passed up questions. So okay. I don't need windows.document and I don't need just document. I can start out with questions.
Okay. That my I was going to document get on the last sheet.
Put in through a few alerts and see if you're calculating it all right. And then you'll know whether it's a problem if you're not calculating it or you're not displaying it. Calculating okay?
No.
Okay. Okay, this might be a good time then with us, that you would appoint, you could stop for a few minutes? And we'll look at the quiz, and then you can continue on with it. Okay, so, one of the ways I did the quiz, and we're gonna look at a couple of them. But one of the ways I did the quiz is this one, and you can see I did this in XHTML. This particular assignment's actually been around for a long time. So, what I've got here is, first, if we're gonna look at this, we need to look at the form. And we're gonna look at several ways I did this. One was, I went up and did all of the things, but I didn't do a return because I wanted to bring back multiple things. Another way we're gonna look at it is, I went and did one that calculated the grade, and another, the number grade, and one that calculated the letter grade. Okay, so I started out. Now, first of all, while we're at the bottom, notice this line, which is the refresh page, which is a lot easier than having another button to click on to refresh it. So I went in and I set up all my questions. So for question one, I said, okay, I put a question there, whatever it wanted to be. So this is my form, and the name of the form is questions. So I said, okay, question one, okay? And question one has a type of radio. The name is question one, and it is true or false, okay? I didn't put an ID in this one, so I just put the name. And when I just put the name, that means that when I go up and ask about the question, I've got to use an index, because question one is kidded twice. So I have to use question one with a zero after it, or question one with a one after it. Okay? If I had used an ID as well as a name, then I could ask about the ID independently. I could just ask if question one true or something like that, if that was the ID that I gave it. So with my, if I put in an ID, I can, if I want to, avoid using the index and use the ID name instead. Because I remember that the name is forming the group, and this is the group around question one. Okay, so the name has to be the same. The ID can make it unique. So I'm just going up and asking, is question one with a zero after it true? Okay, and then I came down with the next one, and this one is question two. And I'm asking if the value is true or false. So again, looking at those and then going up and looking at it, I'm asking if it was checked. Okay, if question zero check equals true. So that's my statement. My statement is question one checked equals true? Is question two checked equals true? And on some of these, I wrote windows.document in front of questions. In the other one, I just wrote questions. And then I think I had one where I wrote document.questions. So I put them all in, basically. So you can try them all, or I tried them all. But essentially, because I sent up questions, which is the name of the form, all I needed to do was say questions in the front. Okay, and it's a little different when you do it in object-oriented. I mean in DOM, not object-oriented, DOM. Okay, so then each time if I got a true, and notice these are standalone questions, because if I get a true, I add 20 to your average. And I did start your average up equal to zero. so that whenever I went to the function, it started out at zero. So I said, okay, if it's zero, starts out at zero, and then if question one is checked, I add 20, and if question two is 20, correct, I add 20. And again, they're standalone, so that means each question is a separate thing that I'm asking. Okay. Then I went down, and with question three, I have check boxes. So if I go down and look at question three, it has a checkbox. And with the checkbox, I said the name, I can use individual names here now, and I use the name S, H, X, C, and J for HTML, XHTML, CSS, or JavaScript. All of them should have been checked. So when I go back up and look at the top, I'm saying, there we are. If question dot H, that's one of the names. So if dot H is checked equals true, and X checked equals true, and C checked equals true, and J checked equals true, I said add 20 points. Now, I could have broken these down and been nice and given partial credit, okay? But that was going to make me work harder, so why they don't get partial credits and I don't have to work as hard. But I could have broke it down and said, okay, if H is checked equals true, then I add 5 points and gone through and done that.
That's a good one.
Yes. And then you also have the other problem is if they checked one, you know, that's not true, okay? So you're not only looking is it's checked, you're looking at is it not checked either way, but you want to have them all checked in this case. You could have, as I said, added it individually. If H is checked, add 5 points, okay? But then if it wasn't all checked, you might want to only look for three of them and that sort of thing. Okay, so then with question four has, notice, has a two after it. Okay, so the first two had zeros after it. Question four has a two after it. If I go down and look at question four is a radio button and I want two to be true. Okay, so I'm looking for, this would be 0, 1, and 2, and I want question 4 with the 2 after it to be true. And then down here, which course includes PHP, I want to check CIT 32, which used to be the used to be
number for CIS 159.
Okay. So I am checking those, and that again is a 2 because it's 0, 1, and 2. Okay. So I've gone through and I've got the questions, and I did mine with radio buttons except for number 3. So on question 4, as I said, I checked for is question 4 with an index of 2. And question 5 is also an index of 2. Okay. So in this one, when I came up here, I not only calculated the numeric grade, which I did here, I dropped down and then checked the numeric grade and determined the letter grade. Okay. So I dropped down and checked. After I had done that, I dropped down and said, okay, is the numeric, is your average, which is what I just calculated, greater than or equal to 90? Okay. And then I dropped down and said, is it greater than or equal to 80, greater than or equal to 70, and so forth. Okay, so what I did is I did, calculated the average and then immediately started to find out what the grade was. But right before I started to do the grade, I did put the your average out. And I said, okay, make your average the value of the field call numeric grades, which is in questions. And the within document, within window doesn't make any difference. You don't need that. So I said, make your average equal to the value that is in numeric grade. So if you go down again and look at the form, okay, I said on click, go do calculate average and send it all of the information on questions, which means it sends it the entire form. I didn't do a return on this. I waited and let the fields that I wanted be filled in by the function. So I have a field named numeric grade and a field called letter grade. And I am moving something to either of those. Okay. So again, they're called numeric grade and letter grade. So if I go back up to my code, after I finish asking about question five, I say, take your average and make it the value of the field called numeric grade, which is on the form called questions. And again, window document is not needed. And then as soon as I put that out, and I could have waited, I could have put them all out at the bottom, but I just got it out because I was done with it. And then I started asking about the A. And if it's an A, then I say, okay, set your grade equal to A and make your grade the value of the letter grade. If it's not an A, now this time I've got not standalone if statements because these are all dependent on each other. So if it's greater than or equal to 90, I've taken care of the A and I'm done. If it's not, then I have an else. If it's greater than or equal to 80, I am doing B, else if it's greater than or equal to 70, I'm doing the C, and I go down and each one, okay? Now, I actually put it out on the document each time. I obviously could have waited to the bottom and done it once. You just said your grade equals A, your grade equals B, and then put it on the form just once at the bottom instead of having all of those document rights. Fill in the form. So that's one way of doing it. Okay. Then I also have another way, and let's hope I can find it. Yeah, this one. So this one is out online, and so it's in CIS Web. What I see here is 122, and what else is wrong?
The quiz code F13.
Yes. Okay. And this one, I did a little bit differently in that I used the return. So I did two functions to go out and do this. I said, go do calculate average, send questions. When it comes back, make what is returned the value in numeric grade. Numeric grade being the thing right down here that is going to hold. And then I said, okay, now I can also then go do calculate letter grade and send your average. And it will be, when it returns, made the value of letter grade. So I am going and doing two separate functions. So if you look up at the top, my first function ends, and at this point, when I end it, I return your average. Okay? So I sent it questions. It looked at the field called question 1 down through question 5, added 20 if appropriate, and then it returned your average. And then after I did that, I had a second function that was going to receive your average. And this one is called calculate red letter grade. And I said, if your average is greater than or equal to 90, then give it an A. And went on down. And at the bottom, I said, return your grade. And so your grade got returned. Let me actually take a picture of that. Your grade got returned, and it gets assigned to the letter grade. Okay, so your grade gets returned, and it becomes the value of letter grade. So this one, I did two separate functions because I wanted to use the return. Okay. So now that's a second way of doing it. And then actually, I don't know if I want to close those before I look. Because I thought I had the object-oriented one opened. That's the same. So I guess I'll just close them off. Okay, this one is object-oriented, and it's slightly different. So this one is using object-oriented. And the nice thing about that is it goes down. So I said here at the top, if document, get element by ID, question 1T, dot check equals true. Okay? So notice that. Get element by ID, question 1T. So when I came down here, this is the ID I was talking about. When I came down here, the name is question 1, but the ID is question 1T, question 1F, for true and false. And so I have IDs on both of those. And so I don't need to use the index because of that. But I also am using object-oriented. Yeah, I keep seeing object-oriented because I was looking at object-oriented a few minutes ago while I was bored. So what we're doing there is calling it, and then we're saying, if document get element by ID, question 1T is checked. So
So I'm looking to see if question 1T is checked. If it was, I'm adding 25 points. Okay, and then I'm returning total points.
And I don't think I did a grade on the letter grade on this one. I think I just did that.
So I'm returning it, and total points comes back. I call calculate grade, I send quiz, which is the name of the form. Now I am returning total points, and total points becomes the value in the field called the grade. Okay.
So that is doing a quiz, in this case, using DOM, using the get element by ID. So those three are three different ways of doing it. Okay. Questions? So hopefully that will help you figuring yours out. Is it done any good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine was closest to the second exam you showed me, the return one.
So okay.
I think I figured out what was wrong.
Okay. All righty. Then, as I said, this is really a catch-up day, so continue on. I'm going to give you a little bit of new stuff on next week, but I decided that I would give you a catch-up day to get caught up today and work on the homework in class as opposed to out of class, which helps get caught up. The other thing you can do if you want to get working on the homework is there is a DOM assignment that I posted. And so when you finish this, if you want to, you can get that, and then you can leave here with nothing to do.
That's the big deal, the DOM?
No, there's some DOM questions.
Okay, but the bakery one is another one?
The bakery one I'm going to post when I get home.
Okay.
Okay.
I've already made it ridiculously complicated.
Because of course. But just think. It's ridiculously complicated, but you don't have to finish it. You're going to be able to get it done, hopefully.
Yeah, this should take too long. It's hard to look nice. It's like put it on my other project we're working on. So the final project.
Well, that's what I said. I just felt guilty giving you another homework, but I wanted you to work on this. Making forms and making the stuff come up is the practical part of how JavaScript is important. And then, as I said, next week I'm going to give you some new stuff. And then the following week, we're done. So. I'm giving my other classes Thursday as a catch-up.
Far good, pretty picture, and a whole bunch of words.
And anything looking good?
Oh, it's getting there.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna change once I get everything in there. All changes under the moves.
Nice.
curious to see is if there's a way to put a background image on a form and then make it almost not like a very translucent, like really light.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't, I can't imagine why. If you put, because you can put a background image on a paragraph. I'm not sure I've ever tried putting it on a form.
I've got the background image on the, I just made like a division and put the H1 in the division so
right.
the header sits there. First, let's see if there's even one to make that. I'm sure there's a CSS3 that makes it translucent.
Yeah, no, there is. I don't remember what it is, but there is. Where you can set the level of trans.
Image opacity transparency. There we go. Opacity 0.2. Perfect. I like that. There you go. Sounds easy.
Opacity. I didn't even know that was a word.
Now I'm going to need an image big enough to stick in the back. Large bakery.
What happened?
It's crashing.
Wonderful.
I guess I stole too many images today. I think it's W3 schools that makes it crash.
Why? Are you doing it in W3 schools?
It takes a huge amount. They got all that stuff running on there. Like if you have one of the rich text editors open
same
time,
okay.
It'll be like, yeah, your computer's running extremely slow.
Yes.
Like they only give you a half a gig of RAM to work with anyway.
So what, you're actually writing it in there?
No, I write.
Because some people do that, actually.
I use Notepad.
Okay.
But for some of the, for PHP, I find it easier just to write it. I've been using just WordPad. For some reason, it just, I don't know. It works.
WordPad?
Yeah, just regular black and white text.
Okay. Not Notepad.
I mean,
WordPad.
Notepad, I'm sorry.
Okay. Because WordPad was. WordPad, I think actually exists, and I think it's.
It is very. It's like a very.
It's a low-down version of Word.
Mm-hmm. No, my brain's just melting. That's all.
Who needs a brain?
Sometimes we're better off when we don't think.